November 18 to 22 is National Teleworking Week, and while a new survey shows that Australians want to embrace a new way of working, their workplaces could be holding them back. On the line to talk about work as something you do, not a place you go, is Stephen Miller, Microsoft Office Division Leader. G'day, Stephen.
Hey, nice to meet you, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, what is teleworking, and has the definition changed over the past few years?
So, I mean, from our perspective, teleworking is really about working as flexibly as you can and really having the option to do work in the way that you want to and focusing on the results, not necessarily the place that you do that work. And so I think it has changed over time because there was this notion of working from home being one of those suspicious things that people aren't really doing work. What we really think at Microsoft is that, well, working really is something that you have to get done, and with people's demands and lives, it's about working better, not just having this work-life balance. So I think teleworking has completely changed in that you've got so many more options to do it better and still get work done the way that you want to get it done.
I've also heard it called anywhere working because, of course, now with the devices and the connectivity we have now, it doesn't have to be at home.
Exactly right. So I started my morning with a team meeting at Ripples in Milsons Point, and so my day was really getting the team around in a place that actually makes it comfortable for everyone. I travel from a different part to most of my team. In fact, we're coming from pretty much all corners of Sydney. So it's really about working wherever you choose. I tethered my data connection from my phone onto my laptop, and we went through our meeting notes and reviewed our business from a cafe in a way that allowed us to get in a great natural environment, but also do it at a time that becomes convenient for everyone when they've got people who are doing drop-offs for their kids at school, etc. So it's a really great way of just actually getting work done from wherever it suits you best, not all coming into this focal point of a workplace. And our technology allows you to do that.
Yeah, I guess you've kind of summed up some of the advantages for employees there, but how do you convince the boss that the advantages of teleworking?
Well, from my team, I am their boss, and from Pip Marlowe, who's my boss, the expectation is really that you're getting results done. We're at a stage now where we think people can be trusted to do the work that they need to do. We've all got results. We've all got things that we need to deliver. It's not something that you really need to think about where people are doing it. And so if I can get my team to be more productive in an environment that allows them to still connect, still have the communication that they have with their colleagues and still have the brainstorming and the ideas that create a modern workplace and do that at a place and a time that they choose, then that's all the better outcome for me as a manager of my team and for my boss and managing me. It's about the results that really matter. It's not really about where I do that.
Okay. Now, this survey that was conducted for Microsoft suggests that people, yeah, they want the freedom to do their jobs from wherever, but their workplaces are holding them back. How is that so?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. I think it's about workplace culture, and it's also about the tools that enable them to do that. And so from a culture perspective, a lot of people believe that trust is diminished, so that the organizations don't have trust in them to do the work that they need to do from wherever. And then another part is that they don't have the tools that enable them to have flexible working conditions and to work from anywhere. And so I think that combination of organizations really thinking about the technology that they use that allows you to share and collaborate from wherever you are and be mobile, given the amount of smartphones and tablets and PCs that people have, but also having the trust that they're doing that and can contribute in an effective way, I think that becomes the sort of key focus for organisations.
Okay, you've mentioned that you guys started out the day out and about with the team. So Microsoft is really behind the idea of teleworking then?
Yeah, massively behind the idea of teleworking. We have a very, very strong philosophy across the organisation that work is a thing you do, it's not a place that you go to. And so in an average week with my team, probably one of them is out of the office working from either a partner, working from home, or working from wherever they choose to be on any given day of the week. So it's very much a part of our team culture. It's really what we really live and embrace every single day, not just as a result of teleworking week. And we find that it really improves the satisfaction that our people have, and it improves what they do from a results perspective as well.
Okay, Stephen, to get the ball rolling on teleworking, how do people approach their employer to get started?
I mean, I think it's just about actually getting them to dip their toe in the water. Start with a day, start saying to your organisation, how would it be if we actually got out there and spoke to our customers and our partners and embraced this idea of working from anywhere? How much more productive could we be? And do we actually notice any shift and how we feel about our work or getting things done. And so we think that they should just start there, start trialing some of that the investment that they've made in technology, look at ways that they can encourage their teams to be more mobile, look at ways that they can help their teams connect better with one another no matter where they are, and just start going. But at least start with a day similar to what we're doing and what Teleworking Week encourages, that shows the power of being out and being about and working from pretty much anywhere and the collaboration benefits that you can get.
Okay, so November 18 to 22 is probably a good time to start because it is National Teleworking Week that week. Where can people go for more information?
So they should jump onto the website, www.telework.gov.au, and you'll find all the details about the events that are going on for that week. And where you can get involved and find out more information about the benefits of working remotely.
Sounds good. Stephen Miller from Microsoft, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you.